products or services that they own at the gym. Divorce is not what it would be if we hadn't, but I thank the Lord for the case of this. Brother Jerry and Sister Alexis and a wife and yes, and Brother Ezra, and we have such a good service. We've seen several ladies come to the altar for the first time, and one young man come to the altar. Maybe I don't know how they feel when they're done. That's between them and God, but it's our job to give them a message. I thank God for that. But today, I feel like tonight we're a certain direction. I want you to pray for us. As we try to get into this, so we can get across the way the Lord's laid it on our hearts. Now, before I start, I want to ask some of the other ladies a few questions. Some of you women that's been around for a while, trying to do different things. Before we get into it, I want to ask you a few questions. Way back years ago, before we had refrigerators, when you killed a hog, what did you put in the meat?
Salty. I listen to some old tapes. I can hear them singing, and it's so salty. salty. It makes me thirsty. I get to hear, I want to see Christ and get closer to Him. I heard Him preach, and it made me so hungry. It made me so thirsty. And because it had salt in it, I mean, folks, it can be the right words, but no salt in it, it ain't no savor. Amen. Amen. You know, back in the Bible days, in the Old Testament, they used salt for preservation. They used salt, you know how our lives are preserved. God put something inside of us that preserves us, and time can't have no effect on a Christian other than a gray hair and achy bones. What's alive in you is just as young as it was in the beginning when God said, let us make the world. When God said, let there be light. That's the same thing living in me tonight. I'm preaching on being salty. I hope I can get this across the way the Lord gave it to me. And the church needs to be more salty. I mean more salty. They used it back there in the Bible days. When folks would get sores, they would come and they would pour salt in their sores. I'm going to ask you another question. When you get a sore throat, what did grandma or what did mama make you gargle? Why did she make you gargle? And that salt water. Why? Because it will get rid of the bacteria. It will kill it out, thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will kill out the evil. It will kill out the bad pain. It will hurt for a while. But after a while, it will go away and it will be better. It was a little taste of bad going in. But thank God, once it got there, it done the work. I'm saying we need to be a little more salty. Sometimes it ain't easy. I don't rub salt in the wound. When we're hurt, the church needs to be salty enough. But somebody in the world, when they get hurt, they can come in the house of God. And somebody will be salty and rub it in the wound. After a while, it'll start getting better. Slowly but surely. Amen. Somebody says salt in the wound, that hurts. Yes, but it brings healing. But it brings healing. Amen. I'm telling you, church, we need to be more salt. We need to be more salt. We preach a message. But if there ain't no salt in it, there'll be no help that comes from it. I could write down a message from B.H. Clendenin. I could preach it line by line. I could go to Brother Bloodfred's old tapes. I could preach it line by line. I can write it all out. But if there ain't no salt in it, it won't be the same as it was then. Because there's got to be something inside of a man or a woman of God that's salty, that makes somebody else thirsty for Jesus. Amen. I've heard motivational speakers. Amen. But I'm not a motivational speaker. Hallelujah, thank God. I just want to be salty. I just want to be salty. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I've heard them out in the world. They imitate the music that we have. How do they imitate? They want to sing just like us. They'll try to get the music just like us. They'll try to get the song and the sound just like us. And I thought the Spirit of God has been imitated, but it's never been duplicated. And the true Holy Ghost of God has been imitated down through the years. That soul ain't in it. I said the soul ain't in it. The church today, if we're going to reach the lost, if we're going to reach the lost and a dying world, we've got to be more salty. Amen. Amen. I hope you hear me when I'm preaching. Amen. Remember last night I said this is going to be an individual revival. Not one of these big church revivals that's here temporary. And somebody said, how long are you going? And today, Brother White called me. He said, how long are you going? I said, I want to tell you something, friend. I don't believe God's will that the revival ever ends. I said, the revival, I don't never have to end. The preacher may leave, but if the preacher leaves and the revival's gone, then he wants the revival. But the preacher's not the revival. The revival's what lives inside the church of God. And it's alive, the Spirit of God. That's the revival. And the preacher leaves, if the revival leaves, he won't leave you. That's why I want an individual revival. That's why I want every individual to have your own revival with God. That's why I want you to have your own united, your own reconciliation with God. I want you to have your own revival. Amen. A personal revival. One-on-one with God. Individual revival. Out of that will result a revival that will impact this community and impact the world. Impact your job place, impact the school system, impact us in the county, impact the jailhouse. Because when we have a personal revival, we get salty and something begins to happen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Praise the Lord. I thought maybe we need to be salty because when we get out in the world, it's going to be things that's going to shake us up. I mean, the enemy's going to shake us. The Bible said that Jesus looked at Peter and said, the devil had desired to sift you as the wheat. You're no better than Peter. There's one thing about it. When the devil sifts me, I want something to come out of me. When I sift that salt shaker, a salt comes out and burns its eyes. I want something, folks, living inside of it. And when the devil shakes me, his eyes burn because of the salt that's inside of me. I want something inside of me, folks, that when they get on me at the workplace, when they shake me up, the salt comes out of me and it burns their eyes. They said, I've got to have some of what he's got. I've got to get what that water is. I want something better than what I've got. Amen. I mean, we got to be salty. Amen. Amen. And old dried up salt water. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you dear hunters a question. Why do you put your salt water right there? Amen. Amen. Doesn't near love to leak. I'm going to tell you something. If you're salty, they may not like the taste, but the world's going to come to you. And they're going to find something there, and they ain't going to come back. And they ain't going to understand why they're coming back.
Help him, Lord.
When they see you get shook up, when they see you go through the hard times of life and you're still able to smile, there'll be something solid there that'll cause them to thirst after what you've got inside of it. I wonder how she's going through it. I'll tell you how. Amen. It's the salt that's inside of her. That's how she's going through it. How are we going through day by day life? How are we going through the hardships? The salt that's inside of us that God gave us. You're the Spirit of God. That's what the salt is. That's all it is. Amen. But we've got to be salty. Hallelujah. They said there's an old farmer, a dairy farmer. He had cows and dairy cows. He said that, that they had to drink so much water, but they wouldn't produce milk the right way. I thought, he said, the reason I put my salt box out, he said, it's when they would leave the salt box, it makes them go to the water hole. And when they go to the water hole, they drink the water. And when they drink the water, they produce the milk that I can ship out and sell. I'm saying, folks, we need to be solid so the world can taste of us and we'll go to the water. Jesus said, I am the living water. He who drinks of me shall never thirst again. How we going to lead in the water? You got to be salty. I mean salty. How to lead in the water? That's those salt shakers. Ain't nothing coming out of it on this or into this one. It may look right on the outside. It may have the external just rocked. I mean, they ain't no solid. I might as well get down the line. I've seen them at the grocery store. I mean, the most miserable. I mean, they look just right. Have the hair right. Have the clothes right. Amen. I mean, they look modest. Oh, the first thing is, they probably wouldn't have modest bone in their body. And it looked like they stuck a thing of grape juice, lemon juice, and eat a thing of pickles with it. And they come in the grocery store, and they're mad at everybody. And they upset at the waiter, upset at the woman in the next one. And that because they didn't put the grocery right. And that because this, and that because that they're mad. Watch out for manholes, people. I said, watch say, watch out for that holiness, people, because they ain't really holiness. They got a vessel, but there ain't no salt inside of it. It's only bitterness. It's only bitterness. Because they know when the devil sets them, it's merely a noise. It's empty. And I thought, folks, watch out for the Christian that says they're Christian. And they say, that's shown them.
Help him, Lord.
They got to say bad stuff about somebody else or some other church. I'm saying if you're salty, if you're salty, and there's something good will come out of it, that'll make somebody want Jesus.
Help him, Lord.
Help him. Help him. Help him. Help him.
Yeah.
I would like to be more salty. I would like to be more salty. Jesus. I'm here. freedom to a dress code. But Jesus comes first. Everything else is retroactive. It's just a reaction to having Jesus living inside of you. I want to tell you folks, when Jesus gets in you, there's something to change that'll happen inside of you. It'll cause you new things that you've never done before. It'll cause you not to do things that you always did. It'll cause you to hate the things you loved and to love the things that you hated. It'll cause you to shine like a light, a beacon of light in a lost and a dying world. It'll cause you to smile when the enemy comes and rages at you. It'll cause you at the workplace. They'll hunger after what you've got inside. They'll hunger. They'll thirst after what you've got. But because you don't got religion, you've got Jesus.
Oh.
I just feel like running.
Keep him home.
We've got children that are dying off. We've got folks in this community that are on drugs tonight. And we need to be salty. So when they see us, when they hear something, I'm coming from this.
Help him, God.
We can open this door and a sound go forth outside of this door and say there's something inside out there that I've got to have. There's something that them folks that's got inside of them and I've got to have. The folks, that's what we need today. Oh, if it was one time full and now you're empty, I'm saying he's here, he's here, he's here, he's here. I feel you. I said to fill you back up. Would you like to be filled? Thank you. at you, laugh at you, because he knew the way you knew. That'd be something coming at you. I'm called patience. I'm called patience. I'm called meekness. I'm called long suffering. That's the salt. That's what's coming out of you. Tell him, son of him. When your husband, I'm called back to you. For coming to church, that patience, that meekness, that long sufferingness, that love and kindness, that's the salt coming out of you. That's going to make you thirsty in a while. Hitting on me propped up, folks. He done on the high seat it can be.
Yeah.
He don't need to be propped up. He's already up. Amen. We gotta be soft enough. I don't need the world to you. Amen. We found a water hole. We found a water hole. And he's given us the salt.
Yeah.
Why don't we get the salt in us? He said, I am the living water.
Yeah.
And I'm in front of him. But I feel like do you believe in that living water? Would you like to be more salty? But to not lead people to you, not to lead people to the church, but to lead people to that living water. Hallelujah. We know it'll never decrease. It'll never be under. It'll never be low. It'll always be there. It'll taste cool and refreshing every time. It'll never be stagnated because it's a river. Amen. You ever wonder why he said your belly just flowed four rivers of living water? He didn't say ponds of living water or lakes of living water. He said rivers of living water. Why did he say that? Because it's going to flow through us into the lost and the dying world. We're a beacon of light. Amen. We're a beacon of light. Amen. Hungry gets us home. I want us to be sorry. How many I want us to be sorry? If we're going to have a revival.